So that line, "My mom's soul, baby wildfire," was a ADR note by one of the sound effects editors that it was a little muffled, and we need to get a better reading. So they went back and found another reading to put in his mouth.
I love that setup too for what we see in the end with Junior. It's so romantic.
You would think that.
I would buy you a horse or a pony. This sequence was a little bit difficult to match with the exterior of the runway. That's what I want to call it. The exterior of the runway and the interior behind Carrie Connelly there was difficult to match because we shot these two completely different episodes and they weren't intended to go together like this. So,
and this is what time of day was it supposed to be? Early morning?
Yeah, it's dusk, supposed to be right? Early morning.
Right.
If I'm not early morning or dusk, I forget. Yeah. It bounced back and forth so many times. But
this was actually obviously a practical Cessna aircraft, but this shot here we got from Cessna Aircraft of America gratis for stock footage use.
And here we've cut back to, this is from the pilot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's from the pilot. That's from episode 3, I believe, the first season. And that's actually the shot we painted the nose out of the horse. There was a white stripe there. Didn't take very long, about 2 hours. You see Matt with long hair from season 1. Green trees again. Episode 7, I believe, season 1.
What was the whole
intention? They reshot that 6 or 7 times, which I thought
was
great.
What was the whole intention behind that montage? I know Sean wanted to...
I believe it was building stakes for why she was, you know, everything that had happened with in regard to Raintree and her leaving Camp... What's that? Camp LaGrange?
Camp LaGrange, yeah.
Which actually we haven't spoken of in a long time now.
That's
since 9, I think. Or did we open with? In any regard... So anyway, we cut that montage in, and it was not originally planned in the script. And which brings us to...
race day.
Yeah, race, which is lots of work for us.
Invitational.
This is shot in a paddock in New Mexico at Albuquerque Downs. We fill it with everything that would be too difficult for us to shoot for time constraints of putting an episode together and the amount of time we have prior to it needing to be aired. And we'll get there when we get there. Again, you can see flags waving. It's windy out there. The wind actually howls out there. If, you know, we're from California, and it really doesn't happen out here. The weather's pretty pleasant all the time. So,
wasn't Tina Sharp one of the Power Rangers?
The Pink Power Ranger, I believe.
Pink Power Ranger. Yeah.
And now she's just.
She probably doesn't want me ever.
I don't know.
Bring that up again.
I bet she made a fortune from it. This right here was actually our first visual effect, or actually second after the paint out. And we had two elements in that screen, and we wanted them to combine and edit together faster, so we actually burned the material into that screen. Took about an hour.
Now, if you saw the ESPN signs back there, but they were provided by the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. Since we have a kind of a partnership with them to use their footage for our shows.
So really, this is where our work keeps him busier than you could possibly imagine, contacting virtually, you know, at least a quarter of the tracks in the States, racetracks in the States, and even stretching into Canada, because it does rain and snow in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we film, and there was a chance we would have snow on the track. So for anything...
Yeah, we integrate like Beta SP stock footage with film stock footage with our own 16mm film.
Which can be problematic for timing, for digitizing, anything you can think of.
The grain
structure
looks a lot different. But
different material creates problems. hear through the race sequences, you can see shake on close-ups of our actors, and that's all added in post. We film it normally without shaking the camera, and we've elected to add it in post so we wouldn't be married to that effect if we wanted to change anything.
And these are mechanical shots, actually, of fake horses on, like, bucking bronco machines or whatever.
This is stock footage, and it was a great race as well. It really, really came together well. So, I think that was material from
Let It Ride?
Yeah, we take that
this
off.
This is from Let It Ride, I think, the feature.
And that television monitor had playback of the race we used in the show prior to getting to post-production, so we sent it out to film, and they kept it there. I'm thinking about what's going on and not thinking about what I'm saying.
I know.
That was a very big blow-up, and also difficult to do.
There did a freeze frame there, stop action kind of?
Removed all the color. It's easy to do.
Just to point up the exciting photo finish.
There, we still just have a little bit of shake, and we're about to get to where we spent all our money. Green screen comps, and there are many of them.
Yeah.
Many of them.
That took you like several hours to get done, right?
Four days. And approximately 18 hours. It's a lot of work. And in some cases, we shot off the green screen, which used the green screen, the color green, to key into and essentially take out and replace. And anytime you shoot off that screen, you don't have green to key in and remove. So we actually had to paint frame by frame.
This one here particularly was very complicated, wasn't it? It was like a three-layer comp.
All of them. Yeah. And they're all... It came out pretty well, especially in the time we had get it done. And you can see there is green on the flowers in Chris's lap, and when you have a green screen in the back and you're keying out colors, that can be problematic, but crop around those things. And right there we shot off the green screen, which just wasn't big enough for us.
There's a burn-in.
And that's a green screen comp into a television burn with motion tracking away. Took some time. There's more stock footage. That's an especially difficult one, visual effect to have done. You can see the characters walking down into the foreground, and we walked very far from the green screen, so we had to paint a lot of material to fill.
It's all defocused as well in the background as
mm-hmm.
compared to the foreground.
There are three or four layers in that shot.
Wow. It goes by so fast.
She's vicious. It's great.
God, what a conniving wench.
She's a true Davis, come on.
She's a multi-layered character.
This has gotta be one of the best wrap-ups to any episode we've had. Performances are great through here. Very light work for us in post now, after that race, everything's a breeze. Essentially, color timing is all I'm noting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, biatch.
Yeah. You know, in that race, we forgot to mention all the mixing that goes on between the music, the track announcer.
Yeah.
All the people cheering. I mean, it's a fine, you know, it's just very difficult to weave it together, and Sean's really a master at that on the mixing stage.
In this episode, I am correct, right? We kept Trevor Denham.
I don't think so. I think it was Eddie Pearson.
In the past, we've used Trevor Denman to call races. Calls races? Is it Del Mar or?
He actually works at Del Mar,
Santa Anita,
and a lot of other tracks around the United States. That's what he does for a living. He's one of the top race announcers.
He is, I think, actually, yeah.
There's another guy on the East Coast, I forget his name.
I think he's even done horse race announcing in The Simpsons,
Oh
if I'm
yeah,
not
you
mistaken.
hear his voice all the
Yeah.
time. I heard a commercial for Santa Anita Derby, you hear him,
Yeah.
does the voiceovers.
And who's the other announcer? It was Eddie.
Eddie Frearson, he's an actor in a Walla Group character that is with us every week. He's very versatile.
Here, obviously, a big crowd, lots of what we call Walla, and just add-ins. Glasses clinking, they're all drunk and celebrating.
It's a really well-acted scene by Gene, I think.
This all came together very well. We actually removed a considerable chunk of material from this section. Pablo is arrested, an original script, and it was filmed that way. And go ahead and talk with the execs and see if they want to keep that in, but this was considerably different. This episode as well, if I'm not mistaken, was 65 pages long, which is far too long. We cannot fit that into 43 minutes worth of television. So we had to cut a lot of material in order to get ourselves down to time with commercial breaks and network time constraints. This scene also gives good reason for the montage we had before. Gene's speech calls back to everything that Chris and everybody's experienced at Raintree.
Yeah, kind of, it's a culminating kind of finalizing scene. Appropriate, that is, for the last episode of the season.
Wow, this is so suave. What a player, yo. It's great. I'm a white guy from the valley.
Oh, no, not the watch. She can use that for revenge of some sort.
Oh my God, that's so romantic. I'd totally kiss him right now too, if he bought me that pony. Totally.
Did you know that a baby horse is typically called a foal, and if it's a male, it's a colt, and if it's a female, it's a filly?
Wow.
But they call it a boy in here sometimes, a boy. I think pony's more appropriate.
I can't think of anything wildly erratic to say about that. I'm trying really hard.
Just a point of information.
I swear to God, they gotta leave their phones somewhere else because the phone is always interrupting those two.
God, really?
It'd really bother me.
Always, yeah. We should make a
Always.
little gag reel out of the phone.
Totally.
And every time they're going to kiss, there's a
They can
phone
never
goes
have
off.
fun. The phone's always ringing.
Yeah.
See, he's pissed about it right there. I would be too. Just bought her a pony. Phone's ringing, ruining everything. Now he's gonna have to buy her another pony.
We're going to have to find Cessna crash footage somewhere.
As episode 13 wraps up season 2 of Wildfire, we love it. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the show, enjoy working on it. I hope everybody else appreciates it as well.